Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. Layoffs aren't your only option. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
People with concealed carry permits could be allowed to take firearms into Missouri places like government buildings, polling places, churches, public hospitals, and public colleges. During a Missouri House Committee hearing, Representative Jared Taylor of Nixa says he's proposing to eliminate some gun-free zones.
Criminals also know where gun-free zones are. They know that they will be able to carry out their rampage and not likely to be stopped until law enforcement arrives, which is on average about 10 minutes, according to different studies in Missouri. And I can tell you that in my area, it could be 20 or 30 minutes.
Taylor says permit holders could help protect the public in these cases. St. Louis Democrat Peter Meredith says people should reflect on who is a good guy and who might no longer be a good guy in the wrong situation. Legislation aimed at protecting Missouri healthcare employees against a growing number of assaults is backed by the 110,000-member Missouri Nurses Association. State Director Heidi Lucas testified that incidents are happening all the time.
It is more dangerous to be a healthcare worker than it is to be a police officer or a prison guard. They are more likely to see violence than those folks.
Lucas also testified that her brother, who works in the healthcare field, has already suffered 3 concussions this year from patients. The Missouri Senate Education Committee and the K-12 public school community are working to navigate underperforming school problems. Their efforts center around a bill that could close any public school performing within the bottom 5% of schools for more than 3 years over a 5-year period. Steve Carroll, lobbying for Kansas City area schools and St. Louis public schools, says public schools take whatever student walks through the door and whatever baggage they have.
I think about that and the child that comes through. If they're worried, they may not even have a bed to sleep in at night, or they're worried about getting shot through their window. Do you think they really care how well they're going to do on a math test the next morning in school?
Multiple COVID vaccination clinics are taking place today in southwestern Missouri's Nevada. Andrew Pitkin is from our Nevada affiliate KNEM.
The Vernon County Health Department will hold their first COVID-19 vaccine clinic and administer roughly 100 doses in Nevada today. Also, local hospital Nevada Regional Medical Center has hosted other COVID-19 vaccine clinics in February, and NRMC officials say they have planned to hold 2 additional clinics today and tomorrow. Andrew Pitkin, Missouri Net, Nevada.
Nevada is a town of about 8,300 people. It's located between Kansas City and Joplin. And investigators with the Benton County Sheriff's Office in West Central Missouri have ruled the death of a Greene County father and his 2 children as a murder-suicide. Daryl Peek and his 2 sons, Mason Peek and Caden Peek, disappeared Thursday night. Investigators found their bodies in an area off of U.S. 65 near Warsaw on Monday evening. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.